what is the significance of baptism? The word baptize is an interesting word. When the Greek New Testament was being translated into English, there was an English equivalent for most all the words that were found in the original Greek, but when they came to baptize, they said, we don't have a word that in the English language that properly comprises the meaning of this word. So they invented one. They took the Greek letters of the word baptizo, and consequently we got the word baptize. The word in the original language had a literal meaning and a figurative meaning. The literal meaning literally is to dip or to immerse, and obviously we're practicing immersion. The figurative meaning, it was used of cloths that were dipped into a dye, and when that cloth came out, it was identified with a new color. And the figurative meaning to the word baptize literally means to be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. What then is the best way of marking or demonstrating that identification? What are we literally identifying with? Well, Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul asks an interesting question. He has dealt in the context of the first three chapters of Romans, how that we are all sinful and that the wages of sin is death. In chapter 4 and 5, he talks about the grace of God in providing salvation in the person of Jesus Christ and how that salvation is appropriated solely on the merits of a person's faith, real faith, in the finished work of Christ on Calvary's cross. It is received by grace, unmerited favor. And the argument then is, well, if when we were sinners, God was gracious to us and did something wonderful for us, let's continue sinning, and God will be all the more gracious. It's a logical argument. It's just unbiblical. And Paul addresses that, and he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death. Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Baptism is a picture of what Christ did on Calvary's cross, and there He bore our sins in His body. And He gave up His spirit. He died. Because the wages of sin is death. And they took Him off that cross and they placed Him in the tomb. He was dead. And 3 days later, He arose from that dead and walked, resurrected amongst His disciples for 40 days until He ascended into heaven. That's a picture. And that is what we are seeking to communicate. We are also seeking to communicate that here is a person, three of them have already come, one is yet to come, who were living their lives dead in trespasses and sin according to Ephesians chapter 2. But they came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and were born again, and now they are risen up to walk in newness of life. The story is told of two farmers. Both were Christians. One believed in baptism by immersion. The other believed in baptism by sprinkling. One day, the farmer who had a horse, farmer who believed in sprinkling, had a horse that died. And he said, it's going to be a big job to bury this horse, but it's got to be done. So he called up his friend, the farmer who was an immersionist, and he said, will you come help me bury my dead horse? The farmer said, brother, I'd be glad to come over and help you bury that horse. He came right over. He reached down. He picked up a handful of sand, sprinkled it on the horse, and said, according to your interpretation of Romans chapter 6, your horse is now buried. We are buried with Him by baptism. And the baptism here, I believe, is W.R. Newell, an old Bible
expositor from years gone by said, there is not a drop of water in the sixth chapter of Romans. I agree with him. The baptism here is the operation of the Holy Spirit putting us into the body of Christ. But it also is portrayed by water baptism. We are buried into his death. Does sprinkling a little water symbolize death? No. We are buried with him. And we are raised. When that little child or whoever it may be is sprinkled upon, they aren't raised afterwards. And oftentimes, they just go on living as if nothing changed. I promise, Hannah, I'm going to bring you up again. I promise. I promise all of them. You can start coming back a while. This act in and of itself won't change Hannah's life or Belle's life or Alex's life or Reese's life. That's already changed. But it sure shows in the best way possible to a world around us, my old life is gone. I'm standing here a new person.